So we are on the bottom of Amud Beis, Seis Daf is Ayin Gimel, or the third to last word in the line, Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara is now going to bring a machlokas as to whether or not a ger, again we're dealing with all the yuchzin issues, so whether a ger can marry a mamzeres. Tanu Rabbanan, so to Sefta, a ger, right, convert, no sim mamzeres. No, Mamzeres can marry a Mamzeres, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, that's where Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ger lo yisa Mamzeres. A Ger may not marry a Mamzeres, right? And the Gemara, Tosefta continues, Echad Ger, the Echad Eva Meshuchrar Vichalal, Mutarim be Kohenes. Meaning that there's no Isser Sul when it comes to a Kohenes. The Isser is on the Kohen, not on the Kohenes. So therefore a Ger, a Eva Meshuchrar, and a Chalal, all of those, if they're the men, they can marry a Kohen, as a daughter of a Kohen. So the Gemara now asks, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, Yossi, my time of the Rabbi Yossi, what is the reason why Rabbi Yossi says that a ger may marry a Mamzeres? Isn't a ger a Jew can't marry a Mamzeres. So why can a ger marry a Mamzeres? He says, because Chamisha Kahali Ksivi. The word Kahal is written five times. Chamisha Kahali Ksivi. So let's read Rashi, he'll give us the five times. Chamish Kol Ksivi, last Rashi in the page, it says, Gabi Azhara Psule Yuchsin. During the morning about the Psulim of Yuchsin, it says, Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem. There's one Kahal. Lo Yavo Lo Bekahal. This is all in Dvar Perich of Gimel. Lo Yavo Amoni Umaovi Bekahal. Lo Yavo Lehem Bekahal. Dor Shlishi Yavo Lehem Bekahal. The Mitzvah Adomi Bekahal. The Gabi Patsuadaka. Lo Chashiv. Lo Min Psule Yuchsin Chamish Toyin. Also, there's a sixth word of Kahal. Rashi just letting you know that by Psuldaka, that's not considered what we're talking about, because that's not a Psul of Yuchsin. That's a physical Mum. So it's written six, it's written five times the word Kahal. So the word Chad, one Kahal, again, is one of these rushes. Chad Lilevim, sorry, Chad Lekohanim. One Kahal is written to teach us that there's an Isser, I guess, for the Mamzer to go to the Kahal, which would be the Kohanim. Chad Lilevim, one for the Levim. Chad Yisraelim, that's three now, Kohen Levi Yisrael. Chad Lemishrei Mamzer Bishtuki, one is to permit the Mamzer to marry a Shtuki. Again, the Shtuki, we said, is a person who we don't know who his father is, because even though a shtuki is only a suffix. Nevertheless, we say that the kahal says that it's only usher for a mamzer to come into the kahal if we know for sure that the person he's marrying is part of the kahal. A shtuki has the suffix that maybe is not part of the kahal, so therefore the mamzer is mutar. V'chad l'mishrei shtuki b'Yisrael. And one is to permit a shtuki to marry Yisrael, because a shtuki also, only a mamzer vaday is aser midorais, and not a mamzer safek. And a shtuki is a safek, and therefore kahal gerim lo ikre kahal. So the congregation of gerim, the congregation of converts, is not considered a halachic kahal, and therefore there's nothing in the pasuk that says that the mamzer cannot marry the gerim, because they're not included. I don't know, Rabbi Yehuda says no. You have kohanim levia mechad kahal. The Kohen and Levi, that it's Mamzer's Usser, right? Kohen and Levi, you can learn that from the Kahal 1. You don't need two Kahal to teach us that. And therefore, there's a leftover Kahal. So, Iyater le Kahal Geirim. Therefore, it's leftover Kahal for Geirim. I always thought that a Geir was a Jew, So, why is it a separate Kahal for Geirim? It's hard for me to understand.
We don't care who the father is, we go according to the mother.
That's to determine what he is, but we don't know what the father is. Right. Maybe the father's that woman's.
Let's say he's a guy.
Forget the guy. Maybe the father's a married man. Maybe the father's a married man. Maybe the father's a person. The mother's father, mother, brother.
Huh?
We'll deal with Rove. Talks about Rove. Days off. Talk about Rove. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that there's one extra kahal which teaches us that, but when it's called, teaches us that the kahal of the geirim are included. So each of them, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda say that you have to figure out whether geirim are included in the kahal. So Rabbi Yossi says they're not. Rabbi Yehuda says they are, and that's why. But to say that they're full fledged, including the Israelim, they're not. Okay. The Gemara brings another way to learn the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Mamzerim are not permitted to marry the Geirim are not permitted to marry the Mamzerim. V'ibayis Ema, Hani Nami, Trei Kahalin Ninu. You know, you can say, don't worry, Kohanim Leviim were learned from two different Kahal. So if you have two different Kahal and there's five, we don't have one left over for the Kahal of Gerim. But he says, Mamzer Vishtuki, Vishtuki Yisrael, Mechad Kal Nafka. Whether it's a Mamzer marrying a Shtuki or a Shtuki Mamzer marrying Yisrael, that we call out from one Kahal. Why? Because the idea is that there's a suffix here. And once there's a suffix, it means the Raisa, it's Mutter. Because the word learns out, Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem. A mamzer cannot enter the Kahal Hashem. So the Gemara says, mamzer vadai hu delo yavo into the Kahal Hashem, but hai mamzer suffer yavik, yavo. So mamzer vadai can come in, so therefore the shtuki can get married to a Yisrael, right? And also it says, bekahal vadai hu delo yavo. I mean, the mamzer can't come into kahal vadai. Ha bekahal suffik, which is a shtuki, it's a suffik, yavo, he can come into. So therefore you see, so it's all from one kahal, one pasuk for the shtuki, and therefore this, there's still an extra kahal left over to teach us that the mamzer can, the ger cannot marry the mamzer. The ibai seima, or you can say v'hani nami trei kahal ninu. You say fine, I can learn the two cases of shtuki, whether it's a shtuki marrying a mamzer or it is a it's a mamzer be shtuki or a shtuki be yisrael. Those are all from two different kahal. So then what? How does Rabbi Yehuda learn out that a ger is also to a mamzer? He doesn't have a leftover kahal. Time of the Rabbi Yehuda mehacha from here, because it says in the parsha, this is the parsha of the Nesachim about the libations on the Mizbeach. It says hakahal, what's the full pasuk? Hakahal kuka achas lachem v'ger gar kukaslam dorosechem kachem kager yelfnei Hashem. So it's hakahal kuka achas lachem l'ger hagar. When it says kahal with gerim in the same pasuk, you see that ger is part of the kahal Yisrael, and therefore. He's part of the kahal. Therefore, just like Yisrael's aser mamzer, so to a ger is aser mamzer. Okay. Okay. It's perik tazvav. Is that shlach? I don't think. So. I'm not sure. It was later on, right? Perik tazvav in Bamidbar is the quote. Could be. I don't know. Okay. So the Gemara then says, okay. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that a ger is mutter to a mamzer. What about this limud of a kahal chuka achas lechem v'leger agar? So he says, well, kahal is not actually next to ger. It's chuka achas hifsik inyan. It's a kahal chukas achas lachem lager. So you can't learn. He won't learn the smichos. It's too far away for him to learn, and therefore he does not have the lima to tell me that a ger is usher to a mamzer. And he goes back to the pasuk of kahal, and he has five kahals, and there isn't one left over for the ger, and therefore the ger is mutter to be with the mamzer. Okay. The Gemara is now going to go back talking about what we said before, that a Kohenes, which is a female Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, she is muteres to marry the Psule Kuhuna, right? Someone who's Psul Kohen as a female, the female Psul cannot marry the Kohen, but the male Psul can marry the Kohenes, right? So learn in the bright. So Echad Ker, the Echad Evin Meshuchrar, the Chalal, these are all Psule Kuhuna. If they have this Psul or on a female, on a male, Mutarin B'Kohenes. The Kohenes, the daughter of a Kohen, can marry them. Okay.
What about the kids? I don't know. Are they?
But they what? The father's not a Kohen, so what's the problem?
The daughter is a Bas Kohen. So what's the status
of the daughter? So what? We know that the status of the Kohen Levi Yisrael goes according to the father. So what's the problem?
Is it considered tainted or not?
For what? For what purpose? They're regular Jews. What's the question? The father's a Jew, the mother's a Jew, and the kids are Jews. It's just the question over here, that one's a ger, one's an Evan Meshuchar, one's a Cholol. Those only thing that they create is a Cholol. If the man's a Kohen, they create a Cholol. But here the woman's a Kohen. They won't be going on them anyway. Right? Echad ger, echad Evan Meshuchar, v'cholol, mutar mekohenes. Messiah le Rav, this is a support to Rav, to Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, lo huzru kisheros. Right, the Kohanos, the Kesheros, the females, Lihinase the Psulim, there's no Isra on them to marry Psule Kuhuna. We're not talking about anything that's an Araya, we're talking about these people who are Psule Kuhuna. So, that concept of Psule Kuhuna doesn't apply to a daughter of a Kohen. Okay. Darish Rabbi Zeir in Machoza. So, Machoza apparently was a city filled with Gerim. That's what it seems to be. Rashi seems to say that as well. Where is that in the. Right, Rashi, if you look at the Rashi, the second or third Rashi before the lines get lined, he says, Shahayu Shom Girim Harbe. So you have this, what?
I don't know.
Yeah, second or third line before they get wide. Okay, so Doris Rabbi Zeir Machoza, Ger Mutabim Zeres. He says a Ger is Mutabim Zeres, which is a little, that means for the Gerim, you are now saying that they are not part of Kahal. So the Gerim and Machoza were not too happy with him, because it's disparaging to them. So Doris Rabbi Zeir Machoza, and then Ragmu Kuli Alma Besrogayu. They all threw their Esrogim at him, you know, shades of the case of the of, by the Mizbeach, the Nitzuch HaMayim. They threw their Esrogim at him, right? That's where Rashi says, Shahayusham Geirim Harbe, but Hukshilhem Shahamar, and it's difficult for them because he said, Kahal Geirim Lo Krikal, they're not part of the Kahal. So they got upset, so they started stoning him. What? They were angry at him. They threw stuff at him. What, sorry? Oh, they're angry at him. So Amar Rava. So Rava says to Rav Zeir, what are you doing? Mika the Darish Milsa Gehai Beduchta the Shchicha Giyuri. What are you thinking? Why are you making this drush in the midst of it's the wrong crowd? Why are you making this drush in this crowd?
I would say, what do you think when you threw your astral? Now your astral broke the pitim and became possible.
After circus. Pitimus. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't circus. Maybe they just had. They had citruses.
Maybe it was
you don't have to say every halacha in front of every crowd.
Right? You have to pick and choose.
It's unbelievable.
You have to pick and choose. You have to pick and choose.
It's
got to
be PC.
So I don't say about PC, but just be very careful what you say. So Doris Rava Machoza. So then Rava in Machoza, which is interesting, he says Ger Mutter Bekohenes. Ger is also Mutter Bekohenes. So now that's good to them. A Ger is Mutter Bekohenes, which means that they can marry. They're like regular Jews. They can marry a Bas Kohen. So Tanu Vishirai, they said, oh, thank you very much. They started wrapping him up with nice silk clothing. They started treating him well. Hadar, then he went back, and this is the same Rav who told Rabbi Zeir not to. Then he says, oh, but now that I told you that you can marry Kohenis, you should also know Hadar Daris Lu Ger Mutter B'Mamzeres. You can marry Mamzeres because you're not the Kahal. So Amrulay, he said to him, wait a second, it started to Likamaisa. You just all the goodwill that you just had to us, you lost. What'd you do with that? What'd you do that for? So Amrulahu, he says, no, Tavav Luchu, I did good for you. I'm expanding your base, basically. Right? Amrulahu, Tavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav you can marry the mamzer. It doesn't make a difference. I'm expanding your base. Right. Fine. Interesting story. Okay. Next, v'hilchasa. And what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, ger mutar b'kohenes. The ger is mutar b'kohenes. Mutar b'mzeres. He's married, not permitted to marry both. He's not considered a kahal, but he is considered a Jew. So therefore, the kohenes is not nizar on a psul, on a something, someone that would make a chalal. And the ger himself also is not part of kahal, and therefore can marry a mamzeres. Ger mutar b'kohenes, mutar b'mzeres. Mutar b'kohenes shlo huzruk sheres l'nas of the psulim, because the women are not warned not to marry a psul kohuno. Mutar b'mzeres, Rabbi Yossi, who says that kahal geirim is not considered kahal. Okay. Gemara says, the elu hein, right? What's a shtuki? A shtuki is usher to come into the Kahal Yisrael, the Mishnah said. Right? What's a shtuki? Mishnah said, kol shem makir, es imo v'eno makir's oven. He knows who his mother is, doesn't know who his father is, so we're concerned that the father and the mother were not going to have an appropriate relationship, because we don't know who the father is. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Devar Torah, mi de oraisha, shetuki kosher. He's kosher. My taima, why? As Mati says, Rov ksheir mitzvah. Most men in the world are kosher to his mother. So we should assume, go according to the Rov, that the Rov is that this child is born of a valid relationship. Right? Rov ksheir mitzvah. Rashi says, De kevin de makirim es imo de pnuyahi. Right? Since we recognize that this woman is not married. Because now, what happens when she's married? If she was married, then the entire Rov are usher to her. Except for the father. So we know that this woman was not married. So kevin de makirim es imo de pnuyahi, rova olav ksheir mitzvah. Right, she'ein harov mamzerim ukrovim shevlad mehem mamzer. Most people in the world are not a mamzer or this woman's karov, that this offspring should be a mamzer. And even if af oved kochavim the eved in bolei in a vlad mamzer, and even if a goy or an eved had beer with her, you say, oh, rova olam or goyim. And so what? So if a goy, it's a bad thing to do. But the child's not a mamzer afterwards. We said a couple of days ago that it's a psul, it's a pagam mamzer. He's not. A guy with a Jewess, child's not a mamzer. right? Jewish with a Jew with a non-Jewish woman, because the child's not even Jewish. But there's no mums.
No
mums eris. I'm saying there's no mums eris.
But it's basically playing the odds.
Exactly, that's what Rove does. So he says, "My time, Rove Shemer Etzla, Umi Epsulim Etzla." So the E Azli Inu Gaba, the call the parish, Miru parish. In other words, think about just saying so forth. So Rove, we have to work according to the rules of Rove. Rove means that if the Rove comes to her, so someone came to her to have Bia. So most likely, the Rove does not create a Mamzeris, and therefore the child is not a Mamzer Midoraisa. But the Gemara says, "My Amar Dilma Azul Ili Gabayu." Maybe she went to the man. Well, if she went to the man, that's the problem of Rove now, because then we have a concept of Kavua. You only use the concept of Rove is when it leaves its environment and goes somewhere else, and that's Rove. But it's Kavua. Remember the story with the 9 stores and the 10 stores. So if you go to the Suffolk, then we say that the Suffolk is Kavua, and Kol Kavua Kamech Sam Exes on me. Then you have a 50-50. A 50-50.
If he was either a mamzer or somebody who's a relative.
Right. Understood. But the idea of rove doesn't work by kavua. Right? If you have, what was the story with the 9 stores, right? If you find.
It would be kavua.
What? If she goes to his house.
Whose house?
That's a good question. Okay? So he says. She asked him.
He's not a married guy.
But we don't know how the relationship took place. So maybe the relationship took place where she went to somebody's house. If she went to somebody's house, that's kavua.
That's somebody. He's kavua. Either be a mamzer.
But he's kavua. So it's mechzel mechzel dummy. He's kavua. He's in his house. Kavua means mechzel mechzel. We don't go according to the rove. Whoever it is in the world.
So now we have to find out who he is.
Exactly.
We don't have to because it's kavua. But it's kavua. Kavua makes the kavua changes the odds to 50-50.
100%. But you gotta 50%. But you gotta find somebody now that she can't be with.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. Once you have the concept of kavua, we say that the suffix is 50-50.
Okay.
So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ida Azail, right? Ida Azail Gaba, right? Second at the end of the second one line. V'im v'ilazo halacha bo'al etzla. Right, that came to her. The hashda nadle mimakum kviyaso. The ein laduna b'toras kavua shunido kemetzal metza. Then we can say yishlo mar kol the parish meruva parish. But if he's not parish, maybe there's a suffix over here that went to him, and then it's 50-50. So how can you say it's vadai? How can you say it's vadai that it's a rove? It may not have been a rove. You're saying it's a suffix, but it's a rove. It's a kavua. That's what you're asking. And then play those odds again.
Because you've got to first find the guy.
No, there's no. You don't find the guy. You don't know who the guy is. It's a shtuki. It's a shtuki. You don't know who the guy is.
100%.
They're too.
You're only able to water down the odds if you have a reason that you go into a treif restaurant. It's not, the kavua is it's treif.
She doesn't.
You already
No.
It's existing as opposed to finding on the floor.
No.
Correct.
Right.
Because that's bringing it to
there's
me.
No
instead.
Reason, we don't know the reason why. What's there is a kavua?
Because it's bringing it to me instead. That's the difference.
Over here.
Exactly, but who's she going to?
Doesn't make a difference. The odds change. It doesn't make a difference.
There's only two people that can puzzle her. That's it.
Two types of people.
That's it.
Correct. But it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. Once they're saying that the possibility existed that she went to the Boel, we're no longer dealing in the world of Rove anymore. We're dealing in the world of Kavua. So Kavua would make it 50-50. We don't know which way it would happen.
I got it. It's either yes or either no. It's or. Either he is or he isn't. It doesn't make any difference.
We don't have a hint.
I don't care who it is. You don't care who it is.
I thought this was the easy part.
As opposed to
him. I'm really not following the question.
I
just don't understand if she goes to him. Why does that make him a kavua?
Because that's not a lot.
That's only because he's a single person.
He's in his place. He's in his place. He didn't move.
He's a single person.
He's in his place.
Either yes or no.
Once you found him, where do you have the problem solved?
Of course you can't find him. We're just saying that it's possible that we're saying it was Vavada, the man came to her, and therefore it's Rove. Maybe she went to him, and therefore it's Kavua.
Kavua, right.
Yeah.
It's kavua.
It's always saying.
So Mayamar, Dilma also ilagabob. The Gemara says Dilma, v'habe le kavua, v'kol kavua k'mechsal mechsadami. But and therefore it becomes a suffik. Right, 50-50 is a suffik. But Torah Amra lo yavo mamzer, the mamzer vade hudol yavo hamam the suffik yavo. So wait, is that the answer? Right, b'kavadai hulo yavado habikal suffik yavo. Umatam Amra stuki pasul gzera shem yisach osam yaviv. And the reason why the Gemara explains. In other words, midah oraisa, you would think that maybe it would be mutter because it's rove. The Gemara says, right, it would be mutter because of rove. The Gemara says, no, maybe it's a possibility that it's a suffik. So if it's a suffik, why is it stuki puzzle? Because the puzzle is because gzeir shem yisach osam yaviv. We're worried that maybe now this stuki, offspring is a girl, and maybe this girl will now go ahead and marry, this stuki is a guy, and maybe this guy will now marry a sister.
So they're making a zera.
So the Gemara says, okay, Elamayata, if that's the case, just let's go with the flow of the Gemara. Elamayata, stuki slo yisa, shema yisa chosam yaviv. A male stuki should not marry a female stuki, because right. Maybe they're related.
Right?
Maybe they came from the same father. But we know, later on, the Gemara, based on the assumption of the Gemara, is that the stuki and the stukis can get married. But why? There's a suffix that maybe each of them have the same parent, right? The Gemara says, right? Shem Yisach Chosam Aviv. So the Gemara says, well, no, not Pichosh is that. Kol Kihani and Bazan of Ozli they're all the offspring of the one person. The odds don't make any sense, right? The father of the Shtuki is the only guy who's going to go around and be Mazan of the people, and all the Shtukim are from him. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Fine, so we're not going to be koshish for that. So the Gemara says, by Slavakasha, Bashtukis, the daughter, offspring of a Stukis, meaning that the daughter, the father's a Stuki, and then the girl, Shema Yisa, a Bashtuki should not marry another Stukis, right? The daughter of a Stuki should marry a Stuki, because Shema Yisa Achosa Meyavi, maybe that's her brother. Right, because over there it's only one Stuki issue, not two. Right, so he says, Ella lo shchicha. No, that's not shchiach. Hachanami lo shchicha. So to hear, it's not shchiach. It's not shchiach. You shouldn't have to worry about the shtuki marrying somebody who's related to him. So it's not shchiach. So if the case is not shchiach, so then why do we not go back to the doraisa and say that she's mutaris, that the shtuki is mutter? So the Gemara answers, Ella mala asuba yuchsin. The Chachami made a takana. When it comes to Yuchsin, they wanted to keep everyone, the pure breeds. Always reminds me of the dog show. They want to keep the pure breeds. And therefore they said, if a Shtuki shouldn't marry a full-fledged, known Nichus person. It's only Dindar Rabbanan. That's the only kosher for that. Okay. Now the next case is the Asufi. So Amar Rav Dvar Torah Sufi Kosher. What's the Asufi? The Sufi is worse than a Shtuki. The Sufi is you don't know the mother, you don't know the father. You don't know they found this baby in the street. You have no idea who the parents are at all. And we say, so in the Dvar Torah, the Sufi is kosher. Me, the right Sufi is kosher. Because, my taima, Ashes ish, right, bivala tola. What are you worried about? You don't know who the mother is, basically. You don't, right, that makes it worse. But if this was a case of, and what's the case that would make the, one of the cases at least, that would make this child a mom's, there would be if it was an adulterous relationship.
Right.
If it was an adulterous relationship, the Gemara is assuming that an Ashes ish, that has a mom's there, she had an illicit relationship, her way out is not going to just drop the baby. Her way out is to say, oh, no, it's from my husband. Her way out of state, and nowadays they have a difficult time doing that with DNA evidence, but her way out at the time was to say, no, it's not a mom's there, this is from my husband.
Whose husband?
Whoever. She's married. She's an Asian,
she's married.
So, so if the baby is found, it's not because of a mom's there. The baby was probably found because of hunger or whatever reason. If it was only because of Mamzerus, the woman would have just kept the baby and said that it belongs to my husband. Finding this baby must mean that the baby's okay. Ashes ish bevaila tola. So therefore, it's mustaber that this baby is not from an ashes ish. So my ika, the Gemara says, so what chash do we have now? Why do we say that you can't marry the Asufi? So my ika, maybe, you can say maybe miut arusos. Maybe it's coming from an arusa. If an arusa has an adulterous affair, she cannot claim that the baby came from her husband, because she's not allowed to be with her husband either.
Right.
So maybe miyot arusos, or you have the case of miyot shehalach ba'alehem l'mdina sayam. Maybe it's talking about a woman who gave birth and her husband's been away for the past 2-3 years. It can't be told on that either. So the Gemara says, keva di'ika pnuya, the ikanami de machmasur avon have a palga upalga. He goes, okay, you know, you have these different sfeikos over here. It's very interesting. The Gemara calls it palga upalga, but it's not really 50-50. Yeah, he says you have the pnuya. It's possible that this baby was born from a single girl. Single girl doesn't create the mamzer, right? The ikanami de machmasur avon. You also have the possibility that maybe this baby was sent off onto the side, not because of any illicit relationship, because the parents just can't take care of him. They're basically dropping at the front right. steps of the orphanage. They're dropping them off. You have the Kabbalah of Ravon. Therefore, it's palgal. You have a 50-50, I mean half and half. Maybe it's from an Arusa. Maybe it's from a woman who halach bal elim bimna hayam. But on the other hand, maybe she was a penuya. Maybe it was because of Ravon. The Gemara deems that as 50-50. It's a suffix. It's 50-50. And therefore, why should this baby be possible at all? Because it comes to the level of suffix. And the Torah only said that a vade mamzer is usher, not a suffix mamzer. So why does the Mishnah say that it's usher, right? Vatora Amra lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem mamzer vaday hudu lo yavo ha mamzer suffik yavo. This would be a suffik b'kal vaday hudu lo yavo. And also the stuki can only a mamzer cannot marry somebody who's vaday the kahal, and this is not vaday kahal. And kal vaday hudu lo yavo ha kal suffik yavo umat tamra amru asufi posel. So why do we say in the Mishnah that the sufi is posel? Based on the rules, it should be. Work out that Yusuf should be mutter. So the Gemara says, Shema Yisa Chosami Aviv. Because we're concerned. Maybe marry a sister. We're concerned. So Gemara, we can go through the same Shaka
Mataya. But we even said before, that's a love
okay, so that was the Sugya. That base Mitzvah was talking about the Shtuki. This makes the Mitzvah talk about the Yusuf. They'll come to the same conclusion in the end, but they're still allowed to talk about it. They have to reach the same conclusion in a different case.
But if it's not Shriach there, why do they think it's Shriach here?
Because this was talking about a one base medrash when they had their conversation. This was talking about another base medrash when they had their conversation. And it ends up being the same conversation, but they weren't in the same place. So they're having the conversation. Okay, Elameyata, if that's the case, Asufi slo yisa. Then a Sufi should get married.
Ever?
Shema to each other. Shema yisa achoso, bein me aviv ben imo. So the Gemara says, "Kol hani shadi v'azli." Does this woman throw away all her children? Like, you're worried you marry the sister or the brother, or wait, this woman throws away all her children? This woman just she's a serial child thrower away? Maybe. The Gemara says not going to be choshish for that. So the case is fine.
Maybe she's not competent to raise
children. Gemara says fine, maybe, but the Gemara says maybe not. The Gemara says, right?
They might have been twins.
They might have been twins also. That's also a good point. So the Gemara says, okay, that's the case. You're not worried. So you're saying that it's not shaya for them to be two from the same child, from the same parent. So the Gemara says, okay, so then Basa Sufi, the daughter of a Sufi, Lo Yisa, should not marry a Sufi. Shema Yisa Choso, maybe it's a sister. So the Gemara says, Ella, what's the reason why we say that you're allowed to? Ella, cause Lo Shchiach. It's not Matzah that it's going to happen, that it's going to be the same relationship. So Hachanaim Lo Shchiach. So in the case, it's not Shchiach. So if it's not Shchiach, so what's the reason why the Mishnah says that a Sufi should not marry into the Kahal? And where it says, Ella, Mala Asubi Yuchsin. They made this extra level of pedigree in Yuchsin, and they therefore, just like by the Shtuki, so too by the Sufi. Okay.
So not taking any count of where the people live.
What does that mean?
You live in a place that has all young couples, and everybody's married.
Right.
Was it some old age home,
you're
saying?
Yeah.
But from the old age home, you know it's not from anybody there.
Or places that have the or half them are going.
Right.
You're taking the assumption that all these people are.
Yeah, we're talking about Jewish area.
Yeah.
In those days, they lived. All the Jews lived in the same area. I mean, it's only till Napoleon where Jews were not.
Half the Gemara's talk about with their neighbors are not Jewish.
It doesn't mean they live in the same area. Their neighbors and neighbors in commerce. But until Napoleon, the Jews always lived basically, you know, separate environments. Right, and the emancipation and all that stuff, that's what got them out. But for the most part, they had we had the same Shiloh when it comes to you find the Metzia, if Ruvel Goyim, if not.
Exactly.
Okay, so they're talking about here where it's a case. Because it's not talking, that's not the case. That's what they're saying. I mean, and if they are taking into account, say, Ruvel Goyim, and therefore what? You don't know who the parents are.
We worse
than. So the rov should be even more than it should be mutter.
Then you're right. Throwing the odds down.
Well, it depends. If it's a stuki, you don't know who the father is, and who cares? But if it's a who cares? It's a good right. But if it's a sufi, then maybe the mother's also not, and the kid's not even Jewish.
Right.
So if you find an sufi,
boy, is there, whose obligation is it to give him a bris?
Based on.
That's actually a good question.
Right, the Beis Din. If the father doesn't give, you know who the father. Even if you know who the father is, and the father refuses to give the baby a gift, a bris, the Beis Din has to do it.
Right.
So that's not okay.
I'll always have to take care of it.
All right. So now the Gemara brings. Now maybe here the Gemara is talking a little bit closer to what you're dealing with, Mati, is certain scenarios about a Sufi and whether we could say we can use the scenarios as a proof that this kid is kosher. So Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna Matzo Mohu. You find this baby and he's circumcised. Again, it makes a difference. I would think nowadays it may make a difference because kids are circumcised all the time in the hospital. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna Matzo Mohu. You find this baby. You don't know the mother. You don't know who the father is. But you really see that the baby is circumcised. Ein Bo Mishum Sufi. We say he's not considered a Sufi. You consider he's Badai kosher because the mother would not have been toreach to give the baby a bris. Okay. And also, if you find him, mishalte hadmei, I think that means like his bones are straight. Rashi says, evarav mitukanim uyusharim. Maybe he's dressed nicely, he's prepared, right? Right. Mishalte hadmei, evo mishum asufi, he's not considered a sufi, because if the mother wanted to chuck the baby out, wouldn't have been toreach to make the baby appear as nice. Same thing, shayaf mishcha, if the baby is anointed with oil, Umalok Kuchla, its eyes are made up in order to make him pretty. Or Rami Chumri, he has all these things. They hung on the baby these sort of beads of help for health, right? Or Tloli Pisco, Tloli Kamiya, they hung on it these Kamiyos. These things to take care of the baby, these things to show a love and a concern for the baby. Ein Bo Mishum Asufi, then we're not Choshesh for the Asufi because you're not. The reason we're concerned that the mother threw the baby away because the baby was pusle. But if the baby was assumption being made, if the baby was pusle, the mother would not have been so caring and motherly towards the child. Okay.
Maybe the mother just wanted to increase the odds that somebody could.
Okay, but we're not assuming that. Mara's assuming that the Gemara assumes better than you. It doesn't think people are as evil as you're assuming the people are, and therefore the Gemara is saying that this is a way to prove that the baby is not an Asufi. It's not being tossed because of that's shy they ask all the time. Anyone who learns Gemara will just make a Meagle claim and then be caught and good to go. All right. So the Gemara says, right, Tali Vidikli. Let's say Tali Bidikli, you found this Asufi hanging on the tree? I think so. Right? So E Machulachaya, if it is hanging in an area low enough that the animal could grab it, Yeshbo Mishum Asufi. Then you have a Khshash Asufi because the mother just tossed the baby away, it must be a psul. The Ilav, it's just very hard for me to Stephen Tang. I'm glad Jussie's not here. Meaning, even if it's the baby's a psul, you lose the motherly instinct and you throw it to the wolves. I don't know.
Seriously? Right? You're asking that question.
You
have it so many times inside that it happens the way you found a kid in a bait in a garbage
can.
Right. It's a different community.
I can see it in a lot of times.
Okay, it happens. It happens, right. But to make the assumption that it was done. Okay, whatever. Okay. The Imla. Okay. Now let's say Zardusa. It's on this other tree. I'm not sure what this tree was. Okay, that, right? So if it's Smicha Lamasa, if it's close to the city, then Yeshbo Mishum Asufi. Then his mother just tossing the baby away because the Shadim are there, apparently, Rashi says. V'imlav Eimo Mishum Asufi. If it's not close to the city, then there are no Shadim there, and therefore we say that's not. Because of an Asufi, the baby would be not an Asufi. If you found the baby b'nei knishlus smicha l'masa in the shul that's close to the city, u'shchiach be'rabim, and a lot of people go to that shul, ebo mishum Asufi, they can marry sheirim because the baby was dropped there to be found. Right? If the imlav, if a lot of people do not go there, then we have a chashash. If there's not a lot of people, then there's a chashash of shadim of mazikim. Then yesh b'mishum Asufi, then the baby was just tossed away because of the psul and Asufi. So Amar Meimar says, Hai peira de sufle yesh b'mishum Asufi. It's some sort of pit that you throw in sort of date seeds that you throw in. It's a place where the animals eat. If the baby's found in there, that's an Asufi because that's outside the city and it's a place where the mazikin are. So that means the baby was tossed there because of a psul. But if you found the baby charifta de nahara, I think that means in the middle of the river. That's where the boats go. Found the baby, like most shades of Moses. You found the baby in the middle of the river. Ain bo mishum chasufi, because the mother put the baby specifically in a place where the baby could be found. But pashre, if you put it on the sides of the river, yesh bo mishum chasufi, because on the river over there in those areas, I don't think it was the river banks, but some place where it's not deep water, where the boats don't travel, then we have a chashah chasufi.
Wouldn't it be easier for somebody to find it on the banks?
Versus no, it's not, that's why I said it's not the riverbanks. It's an area in the river where it's not deep, where boats don't travel. So it's not well-traveled area of the river. Side Rishus HaRabim, if she's found on the baby's found on the sides of the Rishus HaRabim, Ebo Mishum HaSufi, because she's put there to be found. But Birishus HaRabim, if found in the Rishus HaRabim itself, then Yishma Mishum HaSufi. Put the baby in the middle of Ocean Parkway, then it's Mishum HaSufi because you don't care about the baby's life. Obviously, on the side, you do care about. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava now says, Obishnei Ra'avon, during the years of famine, well, then there's another reason now why the mother might be tossing the baby away. Ebo Mishum HaSufi. There is no HaSufi. So the Gemara says, well, what case is Rava talking about? Right? Had the Rava, hi, on what case? Ilema al Rishus HaRabim. If you're talking about the Rava says, if you found the baby in the midst of the Rishus HaRabim during the times of a famine, then it's we don't have a question of a Sufi. So what's the difference? Who cares if it's Shnei Ravon or not? You put the baby in a dangerous place. Right. I did the Shnei Ravon Katlalai, just because it's if the years of famine, then it's okay for the mother to put the baby in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim so he get killed? So Ella must be the case of Tzidir Rishus HaRabim, talking about the sides of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's only not considered a Sufi if it's Shnei Ra'avon. So the Gemara says, Myri is Shnei Ra'avon, a field below Shnei Ra'avon. Even if it's not hog famine, put the baby in a place where they'll be found, and it's a safe place where the baby's going to be found. Who cares whether it's a famine time or not famine time? So Ella ki itmar Rava, so when Rava made his statement, it's aha. It was said about this din. Dam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Zavdi, Amar Rav. Kolzman sheh b'shuk. Any time a baby is found in the marketplace, aviv v'imo ne'amanim olav. The baby's lost and found. Two parents come running out. That's my baby. They are believed, right? Nesaf minashuk. If the baby is gathered from the shuk, and we leave the baby here, looking around, take the baby into the station now because it's been a while and no one came and claimed the baby. Nesaf minashuk ain't him ne'amanim olav. And then they come. Right, and then they come. Reminds me of Annie. You know, they come to collect the baby in the orphanage. That's not considered. There's no ne'amanus there. My timer. Amarava hovel yatzalav shema sufi. Once the shema sufi applied to the baby because they took the baby into the orphanage already, then they're not believed. And on this, amarava ubishnei ra'avon afpi shenesaf minashuk of imo ne'aman love. If it's the times of famine, then we can say that the parents originally gave up hope, and then they had karata, and then they came back. But so in times of famine, we would then believe this couple, even if it's after the baby has already been gathered from the shuk. Okay. Amar of Chizda, Rav Chizda says, Shlosha ne'amanim la'altar. Three individuals are believed if they give their testimony, they make their statement immediately, right samuch to the maaseh, but after a time period has passed, they would not be believed. What are they? Asufi chaya upoteres chavroseah. And asufi chaya upoteres chavroseah. What's the asufi case? Asufi hada amaron, that the parents are believed if the baby has not yet been taken off the streets, but once the baby is taken off the streets, they are no longer believed unless it's shnei ra'avon according to Rava. What's the case of Chaya? Chaya is a midwife. She gives you help to give birth. A Chaya, the Tanya, we learn in our Brisa, Chaya ne'emenes lomar, ze yotzer rishon, v'ze yotzer sheni. The Chaya is believed, if the twins are born, to say that this one was born first, this one was born second. I think 7.5 years ago, this was on the Parsha when Yehuda had twins. So it was a little winter moment 7.5 years ago, not necessarily now. So I had that written down in my Gemara, so that's the only reason why I'm assuming that. Okay, so Chaya, the Tanya Chaya, Ne'emenes Lomar, Zei Yotzer Rishon, V'Zei Yotzer Sheni. But, B'medvam Amurim, that this midwife is believed, She'lo Yotzta V'Chazer, she didn't leave the room. Aval Yotzta V'Chazer, if she left the room, Ein Ne'emenes, then she's not going to be believed. V'Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, no, Huxaka al omdo nemenes imlav eno nemenes. Only if she was been standing on top of the mother the entire time. So my benayu, ike benayu, the hadar apa. If she turned away not to look. So according to the Tanakama, right? According to the Tanakama, it would be even if she turned away, as long as she didn't leave the room, she's still nemenes. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even if she didn't leave the room, but she wasn't paying attention, wasn't standing in attention at the entire time, she would lose that namanus. Right? Which
condition?
Which
condition?
Which
condition?
Which
condition?
Which
condition?
Which
What's a kiddush? If she didn't see, she didn't see. If she saw, she saw. She didn't see. If she was turned away, she didn't see. She had no idea. Because if she was in the room, she saw. She saw.
Maybe she saw, and then she left, but she loses that ne'amanus.
I'm talking about the last time, my benayu.
Ike benayu, the hadar api. She turned around.
She turned around. What's the difference? If she turned around, she
because
didn't
the Tanakhama says the only way she's not believed is if she left the room. Here, she didn't leave the room.
She was in the room.
She was in the room. She just had turned away for a moment. She turned away for a moment. So therefore, she turned away for a moment. She could still tell which baby came out first, which baby came out second.
How?
Because she turned away for just a moment. She was right there.
She's there. She's,
she's right there. What do you mean how?
You
she's right there. Okay. That's case number two. Case number three is Poteris Chavrosea. She patters her friends. What's that case? Mahi. Ditan is a Mishnah in Nidon, Daf Samach HaMabes. Sholosh Noshim, Shayushen Shemita Achos. You have three women who are lying down and went to sleep in one bed, and they're next to each other, and they wake up in the morning, V'nimtza Dam Tachas Achas Mehen, and they find blood on the sheet. So who's Anita? Who is Rotsay Dam? Right? Kulan Timaeus. We say all of them are Timaeus because since they were next to each other, we can have Tichoshesh, then maybe they rolled over. We can't, just because it's under one doesn't mean it belonged to one. Maybe it belonged to somebody else because in the middle of the night they switched positions. Right? So the Gemara says though, but Batka Achas Mehen, V'nimtza Timaeus, if one of them then goes ahead and does a check and it turns out that she's Timaeus, she's Dam, he Timaeus, the Kulan Taharos. She becomes a Timaeus, and the other two are considered tahor, and Amar Chizda Batka Atzma Bashir Vesis. That's only if she checked herself pretty near after they woke up. But I don't know exactly what the time is. Rashi and Nida tells us what the time is. But if she checked herself later, then we hope that maybe that blood was come later. She has to have. She's only Ne'eman if she does it in the immediate aftermath. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a Brisa. So here you have four women who are giving birth in the maternity ward. Okay, they're all giving birth at the same time. One woman is an Ashes Kohen, therefore her child would be a Kohen. One woman is an Ashes Levi, therefore her child would be a Levi. One woman is a Nussin, and therefore her child would be Pussel. And one woman is a Mamzer, and therefore her child would be, well, she's a Mamzeris. And one woman is the wife of a Mamzer, and therefore the child would be a Mamzer as well. And now all of a sudden we don't know which baby is which. They mixed up, they didn't put the tags on, they don't know which is which. So we say, Ne'emenes Chaya, the midwife is believed Lomar ze Kohen ze Levi ze Nosan ze Mamzer. That's the baby that they're believed. But Medvar Mamurim, what Bryce says, when is this the case? Shelo Kara Alea Shem Arar. If no one made up, no one came up and said, no, you're wrong. No one came up and said that. Aval Kara Alea Arar. If someone complained and said she messed up, then ain't that managed. Then she's no longer believed. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So Arar Demai. Who's making this error? Who's making this claim? Elim error chad. If you say it's only one person that's making the error, so who cares? Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says ein arar pachos mishnayim. You need two people to make the error. Elab arar trei. Talking about two people come and say no, she messed up. She said that this is the kohen. Two people say no, you're wrong. They make an error. They must have a legitimate claim. They can't just say you're wrong. To say that no, you're wrong. That's not the kohen. That's the kohen. That's the error. So Gemara says no. Ibai's aim, or you can say la'olam aimalach error chad. You said only one person makes the claim. Even if one person makes the claim, it'd be enough to get rid of her ne'emanos, right? La'olam emalacha ir ar emalach arachad. Bechi amar. Didn't Rav Yochanan say in arar bepachos mishnayim? That's hani mili hechad isa chazaka the kashus. That's only if we have a cheskas kashus. Aval hechad aleka chazaka the kashus chad nam mehemon. There's no cheskas kashus over here because the moment these babies are born, we didn't know what they were. She's establishing which one is which, but there's no cheskas kashus. So if there's no cheskas kashus, one ear can upset her ne'emanos. The Ron asks, what's going on here? If you believe in Eid Echad, right? You're believing in Eid Echad, so Eid Echad is never assumed. You believe in the Eid Echad, Kavech Katrei. So she's believing. So why? So how does one come and knock her off? Right? Once you believe in Eid Echad, the ne'emanos of Eid Echad rises to the level of Trei. So how can you knock her off? That's we say Eid Echad never assumed. So that's Eid Echad's ne'eman. So she's an Eid Echad, she's ne'eman. So what's going on here? How can the ear of Chazah? He's not Muchzah. We gave her ne'emanos. Therefore, that should be the end of the story. Right? That's the Ron's kasha.
Is this considered Yisurin?
Doesn't matter. I just use it as an example. Any place where you have, where the Torah gives the one witness has given ne'emanos, that ne'emanos is as if it's two.
I understand that.
So this woman was given ne'emanos. It should be, if it's two, why can one person come and knock her off her ne'emanos? It's one against two. She has the status of two. How can one person knock it off?
Maybe she was bribed. Who knows?
Maybe a million things, but she was given the emunus as two. So why should... So if she has an emunus of two, unless you have proof that something's wrong here, why should one against two work? It doesn't work. I don't know. Maybe she's lying. Maybe all of them are lying. But the Torah works on assumptions. So the Gemara says, right, that's the Ron's Kasha. So the Ron, I think, answers that the Eid Echad, like Eid Echad and Surim, is given the emunus of two only if it's a case of where you could be mitbarer, you could theoretically clarify the situation. So an Eid Echad is Neman Bisurim, if the possibility exists that you could clarify. Here there's no possibility ever of knowing what the situation is. The baby's got mixed up. Betrayed
meat. Betrayed meat never find out.
Why not?
You have to know. You can't just say.
You have to know.
So you have to hear
what's your case? What's the case? Well, I mean, he would know. You could go.
The butcher cuts your meat. You know that.
Theoretically, somebody could. It happened in Muncie when they found out.
That's right.
You could find out. You could check the. You could check the animal. There is a possibility of it being.
Now the DNA has been altered.
But then they couldn't.
You couldn't. Back then you wouldn't have to check it out.
So there's no way of checking it out.
Right.
So therefore, there was no possibility. No, but so the eight echad only gets a status of two if there was. Is there a theoretical? Ron says if there's a theoretical possibility of the dover being mavura. Here, there is no possibility in the world of the dover being mavura. The babies are mixed up. That's what the Ron says. The babies are mixed up completely. They don't look like. I mean, I think your babies can look like the parent eventually. It could be mavura. But he says here at the moment in time, there's no mavura. The case of the butcher, you had the case with the chickens. They found out. They found out about that guy.
Right.
So what I don't understand is in the previous sugyas, is it concluded that Chazal make a gezerah because Yichus matters?
Right.
So why here did they not have a gezerah?
Because here we have somebody testifying about it. There we had no one testifying about the situation.
No, just avoid the risk by not having multiple different
right,
in the same room.
That's a different story. Okay, fine. That's the way it should be. But it wasn't. That's the case.
That's the case.
Yoni's telling me. That's not the Metzias. That's not the case. Shmanos Nechem Ashapicho Omer Yoni.
Okay.
All right. Next case. We'll stop here. We'll stop here by the case. The Braisa continues to talk about other situations where one person is believed because they have control over the situation.